In Cherokee Nation, a feud has been simmering for more than 180 years.
I always joke that the Ridges and the Rosses were like the Montagues and the Capulets. We've been fighting for so long that people don't really know why, but in Cherokee, we know why.
That's next week on Code Switch from NPR.
I'm Jesse Thorne. It's Bullseye. Time now for The Song That Changed My Life, a segment where we bring on people who make great music and talk with them about the song that defined who they are. This time, it's Cut Chemist. Born Lucas McFadden and raised right here in Los Angeles, Cut Chemist is a DJ and producer. Together with Charlie Tuna, Akil, Soup, and more, he co-founded the Jurassic 5, the iconic underground rap crew.
Hey, you're my quality control. Captivates your party patrol. You're my body and soul. For who the bell tolls, like the rhythm explode. Big, bad, and bold. Being boys of both. Any styles we hold.
Cut Chemist also made a name for himself as a solo artist. And when we first had him on the show, he just released Die Cut. Cut Chemist got into hip-hop at a pretty young age. Too young, actually, to get past the doorman at most nightclubs. Then he heard about a place called the Good Life Cafe in South L.A., an all-ages health food store with open mics that in the years since have become absolutely legendary. The Good Life scene was known for an uncompromising attitude. Bring innovations or else. Legendary L.A. acts like Snoop Dogg and the Black Eyed Peas and Ice Cube were known to stop by, and the venue fostered its own innovative artists like Abstract Rude and Medusa and the Freestyle Fellowship. The Fellowship was a boundary-defying underground crew fronted by MCs Micah 9 and AC Alone. At a time when West Coast hip-hop was defined in the popular consciousness by Death Row Records acts like Snoop and Dre, Freestyle Fellowship bucked the norms. They fused jazz and soul samples into their beats, working in lyrics about black consciousness and psychedelia, and they also, like their name suggests, just improvised. Their goal was always to create something entirely new. Cut Chemist was a fan after one song.
Running but naked, hysterical in the flames, miracles never claimed, captive, devious, dubious, doobies, doomed, damned in hell forever, jump back, you crack, breath, heifer, suffer heavy consequences in a harsh or marsh environment, obliterate.
But it was something from their second record, 1993's Inner City Griots, that changed Cut Chemist's life. The song was called Park Bench People, and it was so far afield from anything he'd heard before, it changed his idea of what hip-hop could be. And eventually, by extension, his whole understanding of music.
First time I heard Park Bench People by Freestyle Fellowship, well, I was in the living room of my mom's house on a recliner, which is where I listened to all music. I had a boombox on the side of it. The recliner was a rocker. And so I would be rocking, like literally and figuratively. And somebody had sneaked out a demo tape. I got it from a certain person named We knew they got signed by 4th and Broadway, which was Eric B. and Rakim's label. We were very excited that the major music industry took an interest to our heroes.
Freestyle Fellowship had always been known for their innovative and unusual rap styles. But on this song, it was something more than that.
What made Freestyle Fellowship my heroes was the fact that they weren't afraid to explore new territory in music and art. This was a song that was trying to do something outside of their comfort zone. You know, one of the most surprising things right from jump about Park Bench People was that it was completely void of samples, and it was all live instrumentation. Well, I believe that's a saxophone that we're hearing right now, and then the vibes. And here's Micah 9 on the vocal. And he's singing. And it reminded me of Gil Scott-Heron, and I loved Gil Scott-Heron. And, you know, you can hear the naivete in it. It's not like he's a complete seasoned singer, but he's good enough. And I like the fact that there's a little unseasonedness to it. I mean, that's what made it approachable to me, was the fact that here's somebody doing something that they normally don't do, but they're doing it anyway because it's in their heart. So Park Bench People is inspired by Red Clay by Freddie Hubbard. But it doesn't sample it. It just interpolates it musically with live instruments. And, you know, he is flipping it. Like, he didn't abandon the Mike and I style. Like, people on the other, you know, he's double timing it and flipping it. But, you know, like, using, like, a little bit of scat in there. And you can hear maybe a little bit of Leon Thomas, you know, a little bit of Andy Bay. I don't know what Micah was listening to or what JMD was feeding him, like, on the music tip at the time to inspire this song. But, you know, I know he was a searcher and a digger through music culture. I mean, you know, you listen to somebody like Mike and know that they have a large computer file of music in their brain. You see the children play, you hear the people clearly look at me laughing on that way. Sleeping in the street, living from the heart. Yeah. I feel like, you know, I can feel the dew and, you know, the moisture of sleeping in the park at night. And yeah, he's very descriptive. It almost seemed kind of autobiographical for him because it painted a picture of Leimert Park. Leimert Park is a place nestled within South Los Angeles. And, you know, I used to go there and buy records all the time and see people playing chess. And it was a very, like, elderly spirit of jazz. You know, you could go there and just experience old L.A. in a certain way that doesn't exist anywhere else in the city. You could see real jazz. And I don't know, you just felt it in the air. There was something special about it. It was very pleasant. In the sunlight, you sit there and you prepare to make a move. And so you go to each and every game. Look at this, I'll try to see something that you did see last night. Wanna hear something to eat? I was never really a jazz fan, per se, before I heard Freestyle Fellowship. And I had been listening to these guys anyway because their records were chock full of dope samples. To go back and listen to the music with a different filter because of music like this that I was a fan of. Yeah, this song changed my life.
Cut Chemist with the song that changed his life, Park Bench People by Freestyle Fellowship. Let's take a listen to one more song off of Cut Chemist's album, Die Cut. This one is called Rhythm Method, featuring vocals by the one and only Micah 9. In my mind's eye, I witness cerebral bonsai in a kaleidoscope of thoughts on one side. Hitherto is an oblivion, dreams hide. The speed of intellect dies. But you were on the quest to find the best of minds. And mind was lined with minds. An intrepidly intricate, delicate syndicate. Networks of scanners of human grammar and manner. When did it happen? When I was rapping. The energy zapping, trapping. Your brain went insane, mundane, untamed, unclaimed. The region of the subconscious. Your feet falling in a vacuum void, you're nauseous. As you vomit, you plummet like a comet. Your stomach's a pretzel. Let your head cells bulge your skull. Bottom, so much salt in your cotton. Something I thought inside my cerebellum. I gotta tell them it's swelling like a melon. Cali, through cranium card, molly. But I can see you peeking through an eye and nasal ducket. Sorry, Charlie's in the middle. So what pocket to stick it, to tuck it in my pocket, to kick it, to breeze. That's the end of another episode of Bullseye. Bullseye is currently being produced out of the homes of the staff of Maximum Fun and my home in and around Los Angeles, California. Normally, we would give you here an update on what's been going on outside our window in MacArthur Park. But instead, I will tell you that in Kevin Ferguson, our producer's house, the cat licked the window the entire time we were recording this. And we don't know what the cat was getting out of that. But, you know, cats do cat stuff. Our show is produced by speaking into microphones and, to a lesser extent, licking windows. Our producer is Kevin Ferguson. Jesus Ambrosio is our associate producer. We get help from Casey O'Brien. Our production fellow is Jordan Cowling. Our interstitial music is by Dan Wally, also known as DJW. Our theme song is by The Go Team. Our thanks to them and their label Memphis Industries for letting us use it. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Just search for Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. Keep up with the show there. And I think that's about it. Just remember, all great radio hosts have a signature sign-off.
Bullseye with Jesse Thorne is a production of MaximumFun.org and is distributed by NPR.